Would you pray with me? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. He was wandering again in the evening. The man in the parable, that is. We don't know his name, his profession, anything about him except the most important thing that ever happened. He did this often, wandering, looking for God knows what, knowing only that there was something missing, something that he had missed. He outwalked the streets and houses. He outwalked the forests and the rivers into the field after field after field after field, ordinary in every way. Until in one field that looked exactly like all of the others, something made him stop. Suddenly he was stopped short by something underfoot. There was something there that made him stop his wandering and look, really look, at the ground beneath his feet. There was something in the way the ground lay, something in the way that it turned his ankle, something that told him to dig. And so he stooped and began to dig in the dirt with his bare hands in the rocky soil of that field, digging and digging until his knuckles were bloody, until his fingernails were chipped from prying up unseen stones, digging until he found something. God knows what. But there it was in his hands, a treasure that had been hidden in that field. Lit in the light of the setting sun in the evening, a treasure that he had not known, that he had been missing all his life. That holding it, he said, "Of course." And turning it over and over in his hands, he all of a moment knew what he had to do. He put it back in the earth and carefully covered it over, wishing he had been more careful in the first place in his digging, putting the stones in first and then the dirt, making it look as if it had not been found. And then he retraced his steps out of the field, wishing that he had not trampled down the grass so much in coming. He went straight back home and began to unravel the fabric of his life, packing every valuable up, gathering every bit of money inside of his house, laying his hands on deeds, title, inheritance, anything of value that had previously been his whole life. It took all night to gather up these things. How great a life's material can seem. How small when packed up all together in a pile. At first light, he loaded up all of his goods onto his cart and hitched it to his ox and brought it to the market, waiting for the market to open. And there he sold everything, his valuables, his land, the rights to his inheritance, his home, his crop. Having sold all of that, then he sold the cart that was now emptied of his life. And then he sold the ox that had pulled it. He sold it all for cash. It took him all day haggling over every sale to get every penny he could, the silver coins. The great weight lightened his step as he walked back to the field, to that field. He retraced his steps. He had not slept all night, and yet it seemed a bit like a dream now. He was careful to approach the field from a different direction, as far from the hidden treasure as he could, not to give away the game. And there, standing in the field, there was, he saw in the evening light, another man. He was simply standing in the field, looking out over it in the blue coolness of the evening. He must have been the owner of the field, surely. Our evening wanderer walked straight up to the owner of the field and tapped him on the shoulder. Yet, as he turned around, the owner of the field seemed not surprised in the least to see him and said only, "Of course. Of course." Had he been discovered, had his digging been noticed, our evening wanderer knew what he was about, though, and said to the owner of the field, "I am here to buy this field today, right now." The owner of the field said, "What are you offering?" Out came the silver coins, the sum total of the work of his life, now all marked and counted, and that silver now was the heaviest thing in the world. He could not imagine holding it out there for 1 minute more. Maybe his hands were shaking because of the weight of the silver. Maybe they were shaking because he knew he held that silver in hands with bloodied knuckles, with dirt from this man's field under his fingernails. The owner looked at what he was offering and said, "Why, this is exactly what it costs." And he took the silver and said, "It is yours now, all of it." The owner turned around and walked away into the setting sun. And in his joy, our evening wanderer walked to the hidden treasure slowly this time, ever so slowly, savoring every step as he said to himself, "It is mine now, this very instant. It is mine and mine alone." He dug the treasure up again and turned it over and over in his hands with the pleasure that came from knowing that no one could ever take it from him. No one could demand it of him or say that he had no claim upon it. It's the kind of treasure that even if it were bought with all the money in the world, it would still seem a bargain. The kind of treasure that it would be a blasphemy to charge even a penny for. There are many treasures like this. An embrace between parent and child after a long estrangement. Stories finally told that would eat a person alive if they had to be kept in the belly. Quiet after the roar of guns. The sound of an ambulance's wail after the crash of metal and glass. There are many treasures that even if they were bought with all the money in the world, they would still be a bargain. That would seem a blasphemy to charge even a penny for. He turned his hidden treasure over and over in his hands and then buried it once again in that field, his treasure, his alone. He walked back to the market, the merchants wondering why he had returned so soon. Perhaps too polite, the merchants didn't ask anything at all when he hired himself out for day labor. He had been the talk of the market with his giant bag of silver. Where had all the money gone? Every day, he would go in secret to his field and dig up his treasure, turn it over and over again, and then bury it. Years passed, and it was no longer every day that he went. He went there once a week, then once a month, then only on the anniversary of the day that he had bought the field. He began to feel a kind of weight upon him, one that he did not know how to hold and that he did not know how to put down either. Many years passed, and it came to be that he would no longer dig the treasure up at all. He would simply stand in his field looking out over it. There was something wrong. Something that he was missing, something he had missed. But what could it be? Nothing in the treasure had changed. Perhaps the treasure was not so precious after all, not after all these years. Or perhaps it had not ever been so precious in the first place. Perhaps he had been a fool to give over everything he had for this treasure. Perhaps he was simply standing in a field, looking out over it in the blue coolness of the evening when he felt a tap on his shoulder. And he turned to see a young woman standing before him in the field he owned. She looked as if she had been up all night. And though she tried to hide it, he could see that her knuckles were torn and her nails were chipped and dirty as if digging with bare hands. And he said, "Of course. Of course." Confused, the woman said, "I am here to buy this field today, right now." And she held out a great weight of silver. It must have been her life's savings if it was a penny. And though it felt a blasphemy to charge even a penny, he saw what joy was in her eyes to offer all that she had and still count it a bargain. He said to the young woman, "Why, this is exactly what it costs. It is yours now, all of it." He gave away the treasure that had made his life make sense. And in sharing it, he found he had not lost a thing. There are many treasures like this. An embrace between parent and child after a long estrangement. Stories finally told that would eat a person alive if they had to be kept in the belly. Quiet after the roar of guns. An ambulance wail after the crash of metal and glass. Treasures that can only be lost if I try to keep them to myself. He gave away the treasure that had made his life make sense, and in sharing it found he had not lost a thing. And he turned and walked away, feeling as if every step could carry him leagues. He felt as if his steps could outwalk the horizon's curve, as if he could take the wings of the morning past the furthest limits of the sea, out into the setting sun. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field where someone found and hid and in his joy sold all that he had to buy that field. Thanks be to God.